1 Samuel 22, 1 through 3. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me." This is at the beginning of the coming together of these mighty men who were described here as the people in debt, the people in distress, the people who were discontented and the dispossessed. Anything sound familiar to any of you? So the sixth mark of abandonment is that in our abandonment, we find our sense of identity, belonging. See, the one being described here in these verses again were David's mighty men. When they came together, they were in a sense a bunch of misfits. But in coming together to establish David's kingdom, they found an identity. In their abandonment to another man's cause, they found their identity. It really sounds kind of like what Yeshua taught when he said to his disciples, "Those willing to let go of their lives will actually find their lives." So many today live with the fear of losing out. Well, if I give my life to the Lord, what happens to my identity? Well, if we believe that Yeshua taught, that's when we actually find who we are. That's when we find our identity. The six marks of abandonment is that those abandoned to God find a fuller sense of identity and belonging. The seventh mark of abandonment, and this particular mark of abandonment, is not related to the account of David's mighty men, but I'd like to call my wife, Charlene, read something she shared with me last week from the new Messianic devotional, a daily devotional.
And it is short. In 1 Samuel 1, 12 through 16, where Hannah was praying and Eli thought that she was drunk. And really, she was just so searching in her heart. Hannah's greatest anguish was being barren and childless and unfruitful. But as a result of a period of intense prayer, Adonai blessed her with Samuel, whom she turned and gave to Adonai for service as a Kohen or a priest. After the blessing, Hannah was far from unfruitful, for God opened her womb again, not once, but five more times. Just consider for a second the nature of Hannah's praying. To an outsider like Eli, she appeared intoxicated. But why would intense soul-reaching prayer looks so demeaning? It might have been because her actions appeared immoral, because Eli had never before seen such unrestraint in prayer. His frame of reference was just that maybe she was drunk. In times of anguish and distress, we tend to drown ourselves with extra fleshly devices: food, drink, entertainment, drugs, sex, our jobs, maybe even the ministry. We allow ourselves to be consumed by things that do not solve our problems. They simply mask them. Look again at Hannah. Instead of pouring wine and liquor down her throat to deaden the effects of her depression, she turned to Adonai and poured out the depths of her being to him. Our answer is never to fill ourselves up with that which harms instead of heals. It's to empty ourselves before Adonai that he may restore our souls. When we are depressed and anguished and distressed, it is then that we must abandon ourselves to Adonai. To clear out what is inside, we must dig down deep to that grief. And then from the depth of our pain, we pour it out before Adonai. We do not take into account our appearance to others, and especially to ourselves, but we offer a prayer to Adonai that he will remember. Father, teach me to abandon myself to you, to empty myself to you, to pour out my heart before you. Show me that no obstacle or hindrance in my limited wisdom is a barrier to you. Lord, may you alone be my source for peace and salvation as I speak to you with my mouth. Please hear the words from the depth of my innermost being.
In closing, I'd like to say some of these marks of abandonment that we discussed may leave you feeling somewhat discouraged, but realize that any one of us may be strong in some areas and weak in others. It's not an all or nothing. Either I'm abandoned to the Lord, and every one of these marks of abandonment applies to me, or none of them apply to me. And I'm not abandoned. No, most likely we are all somewhere in between, with a few or many all of them. The point is, for the areas where we're weak, God wants to help us with our abandonment, not leave us feeling guilty or condemned because we've fallen short. So I encourage you to hear these things in the spirit of grace, and also realize that for every one of us, abandonment is a process that will be taking place throughout our lives. The fact that you're not yet where you want to be does not mean that you're not moving in the right direction. But examine your heart, examine your life, both based on these principles that we've considered. And believe for God to meet you where you're at right now. And lift up your life into a higher place of surrender and abandonment for His glory and honor. Those abandoned to the Lord will be more excited by the ideal of Yeshua's return than they are excited by the possible enjoyments to be experienced in this life. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to say that you are worthy of our worship. And Lord, when we say worship right now, we're not talking necessarily even about singing songs or worship. We're talking about the offering of our lives in a spirit of worship and surrender. You are worthy, Lord. Father, I want to ask you, would put in upon, Father, I want to ask that you would put it upon each and every one of our hearts here today to see the necessity of our abandoned lives, but to see it with grace, to see it with hope, and to see it with expectation, knowing you'll take us by the hand, and if we fall into a ditch, you'll lift us out of it, and you'll bring us into a better and higher place. Lord, we want to make ourselves available to you. So, Lord, I ask you today to move in our hearts. If there are areas where any have been convicted, let them be a spirit of repentance, the grace of repentance. And Lord, give us that continually growing vision for the likeness of Yeshua that you are bringing forth in our lives, each and every one of us. So we thank you and we praise you for the privilege of being your people and the privilege of doing your work in our lives. In Yeshua's name, amen.